You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
A reply? How to build a boat. Upcoming programs for November for kids and adults. An update on Maker's Day, which Jennifer is not too happy about, but we're doing it anyway. And
no,
more.
I'm delighted about Maker's Day.
On today's library show. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning, Jim. Disclaimer, I'm delighted about the idea of Maker's Day.
So tell everyone it's why you're playing Roy Orbison's Penny Arcade.
This was a song they played last night at Raybon. It was only a hit. It was a number one hit in Australia. And I got the impression it was never recorded on any U.S. albums.
No, I've never heard the song before last night, actually. And I'm a pretty big Roy Orbison fan. It's not a huge Roy Orbison fan, but...
And this one is... This is a recording from October 1972.
I like the way they played it better last night. So we're talking about the band Raybon, who visited the library last night. Actually, an annual visitor.
Yeah, but you can't see what these guitar players are doing.
At the Hunterdon County Library.
They have like a little thing going on with their guitars.
Oh, in the video?
Yeah.
Okay, Jennifer, well, no one can see that, so don't even mention it. So the band Raybon, featuring Chris Rozelle, Pete Farley, and Don Ginta on drums. Actually, just a tight, great trio. They just rock, Jennifer. Do you agree?
I do. And Chris and Don went to school together.
Mm-hmm.
And Don told me that they met up on Facebook years later.
So last night's set was heavy on Roy Orbison. A lot of obscure ones like Penny Arcade and, well, In Dreams is an obscure, but that's a good one. And a little Buddy Holly, a little tribute to Ritchie Valens, a little Everly Brothers. So great band, Raybon. I highly suggest seeing them if you can. So they have a webpage, raybon.com, or raybonband.com, I believe is their webpage. So check it out and see where they're playing in the area. Come up. I know they're in Wachung in like January.
Yeah, they said that there were four people who were there. They were among the first people there. That they follow Raybon, they follow the band.
So we've had them every September or October, and of course we'll have them again next year, actually, where there were some suggestions to have them in our outdoor concert series, which would be great.
Yes.
So that is definitely a possibility, as I'm thinking about running one of the bands, sending them what's the term, on a steel rail? What is that?
Running them out of town on a steel rail.
Yeah, is that the term?
Yes.
What is the origin of that term?
I don't know. Shall I look it up while you talk?
But it's the library show. We have Halloween coming up in 2 days. I'm very excited about that. How about you? Halloween, a favorite holiday of yours?
Not especially. I loved it until I moved here.
I have a Halloween poem for you.
Okay, good.
Tonight is the night when dead leaves fly like witches on switches across the sky. When elf and sprite flit through the night on a moony sheen. Tonight is the night when leaves make a sound like a gnome in his home under the ground, when spooks and trolls creep out of their holes, mossy and green. Tonight is the night when pumpkins stare through sheaves and leaves everywhere, when ghoul and ghost and goblin host dance round their queen. It's Halloween.
Very nice.
I didn't write it.
I didn't think so.
Somebody named Harry Benn wrote it.
Are you truly interested in riding the rail out of town or...
Yeah, what is that about? What is that? Where does that term come from? Probably a Civil War term.
It was prevalent in the United States. It was a punishment prevalent in the United States in 18th and 19th centuries, in which an offender was made to straddle a fence rail held on the shoulders of two or more bearers. I don't know who the punishment was really for. And then the victim was paraded around town or taken to the city limits and dumped by the roadside.
See, it's also maybe we should go back to justice like that. There wasn't as much crime back then.
No.
That was quite the deterrent, probably.
Well, because who's going to want to carry?
Yeah, who wants to carry them as well as ride? I guess you might want to rather ride the rail.
Yeah.
Especially, say, if you have an engagement on the edge of town, do something wrong, get a free ride.
There you go.
Let's stop right now.
Okay.
So some other programs coming up this week?
Can we just mention the Tuesday night event we had?
Sure.
we had a volunteer reception, and the Friends of the Library provided keychains for all our volunteers. Right. It was at headquarters, so we'll be one at North County. ShopRite of Flemington provided refreshments, and it was a really great party organized by Linda Zdebski and Cheryl Grotry, and helped Carrie execute it, as it were.
Jennifer had to mention Linda Zdebski because she thinks she's mad at
her. Stop. I can't believe I'm turning you off. No, because it was on a Post-it note.
Okay, it was a.
What are we in high school?
This is like a reception to honor all of our library volunteers.
Yes.
And Jennifer said it went very well. I actually heard raves. Our library director Mark Titus was there answering questions. I heard.
Yes, he was.
There was refreshments from the aforementioned ShopRite.
They donated.
I heard Linda Zdebski did a nice job, like personalizing it with each volunteer when she was given the awards. So we do appreciate our volunteers, Jennifer. That's all you have to say on the subject? You brought it up.
Yeah, but then...
I just ran you out of the conversation on a rail. So it's not a steel rail, it's just a rail.
No, it's just a rail.
Okay, Jennifer, some other programs coming up. Actually, this one's passed. We have a movie tonight at the Huntington County Library, The Age of Adeline. A movie about, not to be a spoiler alert, but it's a young woman who gets in a car accident and stops aging. And how she deals with that. Sounds like a good thing, but maybe not so much. Age of Adeline. Tonight at 6 p.m. at the Huntington County Library.
How would you explain to Lori that you're staying this age for the rest of your life?
I wouldn't have to for long because Lori would die eventually.
Nice.
Now, I think she had to move on. Oh, no, see, I can't tell you because it's a spoiler alert. It was entertaining. Harrison Ford, isn't it?
Interesting. Speaking of people who never age.
Han Solo.
Yeah, how are they going to pull that off?
Oh, he's aging. You saw, how did he look in 42 or whatever?
Yeah, pretty beat.
But he's reprising his Han Solo role.
I'm curious how that's going to go.
So this is our On the Big Screen series at the Huntington County Library. You're welcome to bring snacks and your own or your favorite non-alcoholic beverage. Once again, it's 6 p.m. at the Huntington County Library. Just show up. We'll welcome you with open arms.
Tonight? Oh, tonight. Okay.
Also tonight at the North County Branch Library, Inside the Real World of Ghost Hunting with Paranormal Consulting and Investigations of New Jersey. So if you're interested in the topical ghost hunting, come to the North County Branch Library tonight at 7 p.m. All these programs that I'm talking about are on our webpage. If you want more information, hclibrary.us, click on the events calendar. On the bottom right-hand corner.
And this Saturday is the aforementioned Halloween, so please stop by the South County Branch Library dressed as your favorite author, book, character, or other book-themed contest.
We've reached our quota on the word aforementioned, by the way, so don't say
it again.
I've
only used it once.
I used it once, too.
All right.
That's two times in an hour. That's plenty.
And have your picture taken, and the winners will be chosen 17 and under and 18 and older. If you look on our Facebook page... Facebook.com/Huntington County Library. There's a link on the bottom of our webpage. You will see the photo booth they have created.
Cool. Don't you want me to do that right now?
What?
You're looking at me like you want me to check it out.
No,
right
I didn't
now.
Know if you had seen it.
I have not.
Oh.
So you're going to go down there?
I probably will. I'm working at headquarters.
Are you dressing up for Halloween?
It's a little bit tricky because I go to church at 5:15.
So it's a complicated answer
it is.
When I ask you questions.
So
like
I have
this.
To find something that I can walk into church with and not be like, feel,
blasphemous?
Yeah. I have a Halloween tie that I often wear.
Okay.
There's pumpkins on it.
So nothing all out. Just
subtle. Have you ever known me to go all out on anything such as that?
I don't know. Didn't you once? What did you dress up for the Harry Potter night at?
Oh, I did actually.
The Huntington County Library several years ago.
I could be Luna Lovegood.
There you go.
I don't know if I have any radishes.
All right, and finally, a trio of programs next Wednesday, November 4th. A tomb at the North County Branch Library. We have an afternoon program, Mastering the Interview, as part of our Workforce Wednesday series with Jan Goodman of the Greater Raritan One Stop Services. Once again, that's Wednesday, November 4th at 1 p.m. if you want to learn how to master a job interview. And then also that night at the North County Branch Library, the Huntington County Chapter of the Sierra Club meets and talks about invasive species. To Yank or Not to Yank, not Jennifer's favorite title for a program. But this features Cindy McGonigal, the Conservation Chair for the Sierra Club South Highlands Group and Master Gardener. That's quite a title for a good old Cindy. Cindy, by the way, C-I-N-N-Y. You think they what are you doing?
There's updates ready to install.
Do you think Cindy's parents actually the people misread her birth certificate? They meant Cindy and they accidentally registered her as Cindy?
Well, maybe her name is
Cindy. I
have a
feeling that happened.
And they are you sure it's with a soft C?
I have a good story about that, but I can't say it. It might be
excellent. Okay.
Politically incorrect. And then finally, a new entertainer coming to the Hunterdon County Library headquarters on Wednesday, November 4th at 7 p.m. We welcome Italian tenor Moreno Frizzetti. He's a native of Pisa, Jennifer, and has been capturing the ears and hearts of fans worldwide for over 30 years. He's a vocalist that has found his recipe, a combination of powerful tenor sound, captivating onstage presence, and a variety of operatic arias, pop music, and American classics. This is going to be very good. An Italian tenor with a booming voice in our meeting room. It's going to be special, Jennifer. Special, I say.
Just like you, Jim Thad.
Thank you. Okay, are we ready for our first break?
Yeah,
I think we are.
I have to yell at you. All right, we'll be right back after this.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntonChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntonChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibby of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Welcome back to the Library Show with Jim Thatch and Jennifer Winberry. Thanks for tuning in. It's time for Today in History. I asked Jennifer some questions about events that happened on this date in years past, and also some people that were born or have died on this date in years past. Let's see if Jennifer knows who they are just by their name. Let's start with the events. Let's go back to 1787. Actually, Jennifer, today is October 29th.
It is October 29th.
Probably two of the biggest thing, two major events happened on this date in history. We'll get to it. This isn't one of them, by the way. In 1787, what Mozart opera received its first performance in Prague?
The Magic Flute.
That's incorrect. We're looking for Don Giovanni. So you know Mozart.
I've seen almost
What's
all of Don Giovanni
twice. About? It's like a Don Juan from hell or something,
it
isn't
is.
It?
And I saw it in the Met one time. Mm-hmm. But there was a question about whether we were going to make the ferry on the way home because the performance was longer than anticipated, so I did not get to see the horses on stage. But then the following spring, I went back and saw
where
the city
was this?
At the Metropolitan.
Mm. Okay, let's go to 1929, October 29th, 1929. Do I need to say more?
No, it was the first stock market crash.
Black Tuesday, Jennifer. The crash of 29 happened on this date in 1929, beginning the Great Depression. Another event happened on that day, Jennifer, in South Amboy, New Jersey. Babe Ruth and Lou Gehrig barnstorming with the South Orange baseball team, which featured my mother's uncle, Fred Shetlick. My mother's other mother's uncle was Willie Shetlick, was the bat boy.
Did you do the order right? Did you say my mother's other brother or my other mother's
My mother's
brother?
Other uncle. Great uncle. My mother's other uncle, Willie, my great uncle. I was the bat boy.
Was either one of
met
them?
And shook hands with Babe Ruth, and he told that story for the rest of his life.
And you've been telling it too. Were either his one famous of them at Kitty Hawk?
Excuse me. Were no, this was the other side of the family, Jennifer. So he played, my mother's uncle played baseball with Garrig and Ruth on this date in October in the year 1929. My uncle always used, when he was older and kind of losing his mind a little bit, he'd always greet you with, "Shake the hand of the man who shook hands with Babe Ruth." That's what he would always say if he saw you. God bless you, Uncle Willie. Okay, moving on. 1960, Jennifer. Who wins his first professional fight in Louisville, Kentucky?
Muhammad Ali.
That is correct. The Louisville Lip, Jennifer. I gave you a little hint in the question. You're welcome.
Thank you.
1998. On this date, Space Shuttle Discovery blasts off. With whom on board? It's significant. An earlier astronaut, and why was it significant that he was on board? I know that's very vague. I apologize.
I have an idea, but I don't think it's right.
Well, then by means, don't say it. Just don't even take a guess. Like, what am I going to throw something at you?
You might. Alan Shepard?
That's incorrect. Looking for John Glenn, and why was it significant?
I'm kind of thinking because it was his cremains.
Oh. No, that's incorrect, okay. Jennifer. He was very much alive.
Excellent. I'm glad to hear
the
that.
Oldest person to be to go into space.
Well, that's even better.
The 77-year-old John Glenn. I believe John Glenn is still alive. I actually bumped into John Glenn on the Ohio State campus a few years ago.
Oh, well, good. I'm
just
glad to
wandering
hear.
Around.
I'm glad to hear that.
Hey, there's John Glenn. That actually happened, Jennifer. And then finally, 2012, October 29th. Do I need to say more?
No, that was the day Superstorm Sandy made landfall. And can we not talk about it anymore? I'm tired of hearing about it.
Why?
Because it's all I've talked about all day.
Jennifer, you got to remember and embrace the past.
Hi, Kiko.
Or we'll repeat mistakes.
Come on, Kiko must have a better question than you.
He said oldest space dude. Kiko has a gift for cutting right to the chase.
Hi, Kiko.
Okay, Jennifer, moving on.
Please save me from Jim Thatch.
Born or died on this date?
Okay.
Died. Let's start with a died to get your interest up.
Thank you.
Nathan Bedford Forrest.
What date?
He died in 1877.
Was he a Civil War general?
He was.
He was.
For the South, Jennifer.
Look at that.
I don't know if I'm going to give you that one, but I'll give it to you. Just because you're acting all mopey over there. One of the better, I don't know if he went to West Point. Kiko can probably answer this one.
Kiko, did he go to West Point? Thank you.
You're interrupting me. I'm telling you about Nathan Bedford Forrest because you absolutely know very little about him, Jennifer. Would you like to know more about him? Your husband probably very disappointed that you didn't know who Nathan Bedford Forrest
was. No, he's not a Civil War.
He's a cavalry general for the South.
One is he a cavalier?
Oh, wow, Jennifer's in a mood now. She thinks I wronged her, everyone. Okay, moving on. Jennifer, she was a cavalry leader that gave the Union fits. Throughout his, actually, Lee thought he was very much underused. What's so funny?
What? It's in my own little head. Next, please.
What's the matter over there?
Nothing.
You're just gonna bring this show under, aren't you?
I am. Go ahead. What's next?
Okay, we're moving on. And he was the first leader of the Ku Klux Klan, by the way, Jennifer. Actually, he slaughtered like a lot of black prisoners during the Civil War, but he never got he was exonerated or something for that. I don't know why or how. He was a bad man, Jennifer. Actually, and Forrest Gump, supposedly Forrest Gump was named after Nathan Bedford Forrest.
Interesting.
Yes.
Did he go to West Point?
We don't know.
Oh.
Okay, born in 1897, Joseph Goebbels.
Speaking of bad guys, he was one of the Nazi regime leaders.
Mm-hmm. That's it. No more. That's all you know.
That's about it.
He was the minister of propaganda for Adolf Hitler.
Okay.
1942. Bob Ross was born.
He's a musician.
That is incorrect.
Okay, then I don't know.
Bob Ross was a painter and television host. Remember that painter used to
come
on TV?
Yeah, on PBS. Yes.
Yes, and paint the happy trees. That was Bob Ross, Jennifer. 1944, Denny Lane was born.
Denny, D-E-N-N-Y?
Mm-hmm.
Nope.
Denny Lane was an English singer, songwriter, and guitarist, most popular for being in the Moody Blues and Paul McCartney's Wings. Denny Lane, Jennifer. How about 1947, Richard Dreyfuss was born?
He was a movie actor, but I hesitate to say it because it's going to be really hard for me to come up with something he was in. Was he in the remake of Miracle on 34th Street? No, he was in something Christmassy. I'm not going to come up
blank
with
on that one, Jennifer.
Yeah.
How about Jaws?
Oh, yeah, how about
can we
Jaws?
Go with Jaws for
we'll
that
go
one?
With Jaws.
1948, Kate Jackson.
She was one of Charlie's Angels.
That is correct. One of Charlie's Angels, like the smart one, I guess.
Was she?
I don't know. I don't really remember that show too well.
I never watched it.
And 1971, finally born in 1971, on this date, Winona Ryder.
She's a singer. She's an actress. No, she's not a singer. She's an actress. She was in Little Women. She was in...
Very good.
Okay.
Edith Wharton's The Age of the Innocents was probably one of her major roles. How'd you like that book?
It's not one of my favorite Edith Wharton books.
Why?
No particular reason.
Okay, Jennifer. This attitude's starting to get to me.
Good. My plan has worked.
Jennifer is punishing me on the air, so stay tuned, because this is going to get interesting.
No, it's not. I have some trivia for you.
You do?
I do, but it's all based upon one person.
Halloween?
No.
Okay.
But maybe you're not going to want to do it then.
Why?
Maybe you want me to leave it till next week? Maureen O'Hara died earlier this week.
She did?
She did. She was 95 years old.
I know who Maureen O'Hara is. She was in... The Quiet Man. She was in The Parent Trap.
She was the original one.
Okay, you have trivia about Maureen O'Hara? That's all I know about her. So.
Oh, it is? Okay, I didn't know. See, I didn't know how much you knew about her, well, so I can just do some facts about her.
Well, give me some that you think I might know, or unless you just want to do facts.
I'll
do you
some.
Have 5,000 facts about Maureen O'Hara?
I do, actually. I have a lot.
Oh, good Lord.
She starred in 5 movies. All right, how about this? She starred in 5 movies with John Wayne.
With John Wayne, The Quiet Man.
Yes. And 3 of them were directed by John Ford, if that helps.
So they must have been Westerns, Jennifer.
Mm-hmm.
She wasn't in Rooster Cogburn.
She was
wasn't
not.
In Red River.
Nope. Rio Grande.
Okay.
Wings of Eagles. McClintock, which you've never seen, you should see. It's hysterical. And Big Jake.
Okay, I wouldn't have got this.
Okay.
Why are you such a Maureen O'Hara fan?
Because she was beautiful, because she was in Miracle on 34th Street. She was in Parent Trap.
Oh, that's right. She was in Miracle on 34th Street.
She was
got
the
that
mother.
One.
She was
what
having,
was her name in Miracle on 34th Street?
Mrs. She ran the department at Macy's.
Susan Walker.
Walker. Mrs. Walker.
Yeah, that is correct.
Oh, my gosh. She was having lunch with Lucille Ball the moment Lucy first saw Cuban musician Desi Arnaz.
Oh, yeah?
I guess the Redheads were lunching together. She was the only credited cast of Miracle on 34th Street in 1947 who was still alive. She was born in Churchtown. Do you know in what suburb?
Churchtown? Mm-hmm. I don't even know what state you're talking about.
What? It's a suburb of a major city.
Churchtown?
Mm-hmm.
Boston?
Dublin, Ireland.
Oh. So she was Irish.
She was indeed. Let's see.
I always thought she was quite a bit of an overactress. She like really hammed it up, Jennifer, in some of those scenes.
Yeah. Well, especially, I'm thinking like The Parent Trap and
Miracle on 34th Street. Maybe she was directed to do it that way. I don't know.
It could be. There were a lot of roles that she turned down, a lot of movie roles. And I think one of them you will find interesting, and I'm sure you're going to debate and argue
the
with
The Tin Man. She turned down The Tin
Man. Yeah, she turned down The Tin Man. The makeup made her itch. She turned down Friendly Persuasion, and that's from her biography.
What is Friendly Persuasion?
They're Quakers or Shakers. It was a John Ford.
Never heard of it. What's it about?
They were Quakers. They were
That's not enough to get me into the theater,
it's
Jennifer.
Not really. She was originally.
Let's go see a movie. It's about Quakers. I'm in. Gosh, get everybody.
All right, wait. Let me.
It's probably sold out.
Probably. Is.
We're probably too late. Don't look it up
I'm
now.
She was originally cast to play Anna in The King and I that Deborah Kerr eventually played.
Quickly, a program that I'm not a graduate, Nathan Bedford Forrest.
Thank you, Kiko. Could you tell us, give us a short synopsis of Friendly Persuasion? She was John Ford's choice for the original, for the role of Eloise Kelly in Mongambo, but MGM decided to cast Ava Gardner instead. She claims she was the original choice to play the second Mrs. De Winter in Rebecca.
Who was the first Mrs. De Winter? What is Rebecca?
John Fontaine.
And I got a lot of back follow-up questions about that one.
I'm sorry?
Rebecca, I never heard of that.
Oh,
either.
It's a book by Daphne du Maurier. It starts...
was a famous movie?
Oh my gosh, it's a gothic movie. Last night I dreamt I went to Mandalay. No? It's a famous book.
I'm not very cultured, Jennifer.
I see that. In Tis Herself, her autobiography, she also claims to be the first choice to provide the singing voice of Audrey Hepburn's Eliza Doolittle in My Fair Lady, but I kind of doubt that. And she also claims she approached Disney's years before the famous Julie Andrews Dick Van Dyke movie, in which she would have been Mary Poppins.
That would never have happened.
Well, obviously it did not.
She can sing and dance?
Not that I'm aware.
Not that I'm aware of either.
All right. Well,
She didn't do it in any movies that I saw her in.
No. I thought you would be...
Was she ever on the stage?
Not that I know of. She was mostly a movie. She was in Mr. Hobbs Takes a Vacation, Spencer's Mountain, which was a Walton-esque
movie. Patricia Neal steal her role as Mrs. Walton in The Homecoming?
Probably. I thought you would know a lot more about her.
I just know the movie she was in. I could answer trivia questions about Parent Trap or...
Oh, I could, yeah.
Or a Miracle on 34th Street.
Okay. Sorry.
Just want to tell everyone, and you're still listening to The Library Show, even though we've delved into the Maureen O'Hara segment of the show.
We have
a lot of... Jennifer was such a big fan.
I am. We have a lot of her movies.
Actually, I think her name was Sharon Walker. The daughter was Susan Walker.
The daughter was Susan. The mother was
Sharon Walker.
No, it wasn't Sharon either.
Sure it was. Sure it was.
But we have a lot of her DVDs in the library's collection. And we
The daughter was Sharon and she was
No, the
Susan.
Daughter was Susan.
I Believe in You Too. Doris.
Doris.
Doris Walker. I picture her signing that little note to Santa. Made all the difference. Made him fight. By the way, Miracle on 34th Street. Oh, it's almost time to start watching that again, by the way.
It is.
I don't think November 1st is too early. Since it's about holiday
shopping. Well, it's a Thanksgiving movie, in my opinion.
I've already jumped the gun with the November bookmark, as you already know.
Can we talk about it?
Sure.
Since even though it's still... Uh-oh, where'd it go? I've lost it. That's okay. I remember what it looks like. It is pre-Christmas shoppers. I guess Black Friday shoppers.
Strolling down the avenue?
It's kind of like a... I don't know. It looks like 1950s to me, or 1940s. They're shopping not in a mall. They have coats and hats on, and there's street lamps. They're shopping in a downtown area.
Yes, that is correct. And there's the November bookmark available starting Monday, I guess, or Sunday.
Sunday. We are open Sunday.
That is correct. Okay, quick look at your Flemington weather. We're halfway through the library show. Jim Gano joins you in one half of 1 hour with his show, Taking Care of Business. Today, clear skies. Beautiful outside, actually, right now. It's over 68 degrees, Jennifer. It's 70, I know. I saw it in my car temperature, or thermometer. So expect temperatures around 70 degrees today, clear skies. Tomorrow, expect a little cooler temperature in the mid-60s, but still clear, and then the temperatures drop a little bit for Halloween, but perfect fall weather for trick-or-treating. Upper 50s and upper 40s at night. No rain in sight, so perfect trick-or-treating day, Jennifer. You miss trick-or-treating?
I miss, like I said, I miss Halloween
like
before I moved here.
It's been 35 years since I've trick-or-treated. Isn't that scary? Well, I guess it counts if you do it with your kids.
Yeah.
But the kids don't even do it anymore.
No?
I was thinking the other night how things I used to really enjoy I just don't do anymore. Like when the kids were little, we'd always go out and throw the football. I haven't thrown a football in 2 years. That's scary. I love throwing a football. Do you throw a football with you sometime, Jennifer?
I'm sorry?
Would you throw a football with me?
I would love to throw a football with
would
you.
Would you?
I would.
Cool. All right. Maybe this afternoon.
Okay.
You bring I've one got back. One in my trunk.
All right. We're on.
I always have one just in case.
You tell me what time.
Touch football game breaks out. Okay, then rain. Next chance of rain could be Sunday or Monday, but they appear to be slight chances of rain. Temperatures will remain in the mid-60s. And it looks like the temperatures are going up next week. So November is coming in like a lamb, Jennifer. What? It is.
I know. These leaves need to come off the trees.
A lot came off last night.
They sure did, but there's
a lot
still.
As well as a tree in my yard.
Oh, did it really?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Was it far enough away that you can just leave it?
It's on the perimeter, but I still got to deal with it. I got to deal with it, Jennifer, aesthetically.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
So what are we going to be talking about in the second half of our show? I want to talk about the gingerbread competition.
Well, I had started to talk about our IndieFlix downloadable movies.
You did?
I did, and then you kind of just...
I don't remember. I don't recall.
Of course not, because you talked right over me. But we subscribe to IndieFlix, which is a downloadable movie service, and it's free for our library users. On our library webpage, hclibrary.us, down at the bottom, you can just click on the link IndieFlix. And if you already have a Zinio, the downloadable magazine account, you can create one. Or else you can just create, you can use that same account, or else you can just quickly create an account. And it lets you, it's a lot of independent films, a lot of older films. And it has two Maureen O'Hara films in it. Pay attention to this, Jim Bash.
Spectacular.
It has McClintock and Jamaica Inn.
And these are free to see Maureen O'Hara sing and dance her way into your heart.
Well, actually, the picture from McClintock is John Wayne giving her a spanking.
Wonderful.
A saucy woman. But Jamaica Inn, which was also written by, and I can't use the word aforementioned.
But you just did.
I know. Daphne du Maurier, who wrote Rebecca. So that is also in this collection. Oh. Psycho is in the collection, if you want some scary Halloween.
Is this movie in the collection? Kiko has a trivia question for you, because I just talked about having a catch.
Okay.
Here's the quote from the movie, Jennifer.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Hey, Dad, want to have a catch?
It's you
the
know
very
what
end of the movie. Yes, I know it. Probably won't be an IndieFlix because it's a popular movie. Sports movie, obviously. Baseball movie.
Field of Dreams.
Field of Dreams. Remember at the end when his dad finally comes out of the cornfield?
Yes. Yes. When Kevin Costner's father comes out of the cornfield.
Yes.
Yes.
Is that on IndieFlix? But Field of Dreams is in our DVD collection.
It is. Yes. It
probably available to borrow at a moment's notice. Probably it's probably in. Well, maybe not since it's World Series time. Which brings up I hate to bring this up, Jennifer. But they're going back to New York.
I know.
But the Royals they look tough. Those hitters are just
they're hitting them
relentless.
Hard. I know. And I don't know what happened to Daniel Murphy. You know what I think? You know I did. You hear my? No, you weren't there Tuesday night. My theory is they had too long of a rest.
No.
Because they swept the Cubs and they finished playing so fast. So I think once they get back to New York, they'll be.
Well, let's hope. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
All right, so IndieFlix, easy to navigate, easy
very
to
easy. And then as soon as you see the movie, you just click and it goes.
And it starts on your mobile device or on
your
laptop or
anywhere you want. The only thing it will not stream on is a Nook, a Barnes & Noble Nook. And it may even on some of the newer ones, but the older ones it will not.
Okay.
But it streams on anything. You know, put it on the background on your Halloween party.
And then just another library alert. We do have a large DVD collection in-house. So if you ever stop by the library, all these movies we talk about every show are in our collection.
That is correct.
I mean, what movies have we mentioned today already? Jaws, It's a Wonderful Life, Field of Dreams, all in our collection.
Speaking of do we talk about It's a Wonderful Life?
Oh, I mean Miracle on 34th Street.
When are we going?
But we just
get,
did.
When are we going to get the holiday movies scheduled?
Whenever you want. Okay. Are we adding some new ones this year?
Yeah, we probably should.
I have a bunch at home. I'll just bring them in. Whenever the meeting room is empty, we'll just throw it
on.
I think
that's a good idea.
I'll make a little, 8.5 by 11 thing to put on the door saying, come on in and watch.
Well, we'll just use the sign that's up already.
Sure.
Because I think we're going to do that on Saturday afternoon. I think we'll just put a
Halloween
movie.
Can just make a quick thing, but I have a ton of them at home.
Why doesn't that surprise me? Do you have that Hallmark movie that you love?
Of course I do.
What is it?
Moonlight and Mistletoe.
Moonlight and Mistletoe.
So much time of year again for that classic.
Does Kara admit at college to liking Moonlight and Mistletoe?
Sure.
Does she?
Of course.
Really?
It is a classic, Jennifer.
Okay.
Have you seen it?
I have not. Do you have it? If you have it on DVD, bring it in and we'll watch it one day. Although, just remember what happened when you made me watch Elf last year.
I know. I wasn't that happy with you.
I know. You're never
happy.
You
didn't even give it a chance.
I did.
I didn't. If you'd watched it through and didn't like it, I would have said, fine, at least you watched it. You brought work down. You were working while you were watching it. I was not. That was probably the meanest thing you've ever done to me.
And it really isn't, but you don't know about that.
Okay.
You want to give me another chance this year?
I doubt it. I can't do that again.
Okay.
All right, since we're talking about the holidays, the gingerbread competition, the deadline to enter is coming up, actually in 3 weeks. Friday, November 20th is the deadline to enter, Jennifer. And this is the contest we've been having for the past 5 years, sponsored by the Chamber of Commerce and the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library. There's several categories. Kids, students, adults, family or group, and professionals can enter. To get an entry form, just go to our webpage, hclibrary.us. Right on the homepage is a link to the entry form. Or you can pick one up at the library. There's going to be a brand spanking new display, hopefully starting tomorrow or something, or Monday at the library where you can get a form as well. And all the information you need is on the entry form, including our welcome reception for everyone who enters, what the prizes will be. We'll have Visa gift cards for all the winners. There's recipes for gingerbread and icing if you need that. What else is there, Jennifer? It's going to be on display at the Hunterdon County Library throughout the month of December, as well as all of our great holiday programs. So once again, December and the holiday season, Hunterdon County Library is the place to be.
It is. But we do have some closings and late openings over the next couple of days.
Okay.
That I should mention. Tomorrow, the headquarters, North County and South County branch libraries will be closed in the morning for staff development. Headquarters will open to the public from 1 until 5, and the North County and South County branch libraries will open at 1:30, and they will stay open until 5. On Monday and Tuesday, the North County branch library will be closed while the library's parking lot is being paved, but the headquarters library and the South County branch library will be open Monday 9 to 5 and Tuesday 9 to 9. Even though it's election day, the library is open. And the bookmobile is still in the shop waiting for a part, so it will not be going out for the rest of this week. We will update it on the website when it is ready to go out. And we are trying to move your holds around, so if you're listening and waiting for a book from the bookmobile, call 908-788-1421 and we'll get you your book somehow. What you looking at, Jim Thatch?
I'm trying to find another Halloween poem, but that's okay. Keep talking.
I am. I'm done talking. I'm losing my voice.
Good. I want to go to our next commercial break because I've got a few things, choice words for Jennifer.
Okay. Thanks. We'll be right back.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325. Got a friend.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500. For more information about any of our programs or to join, NAMI Hunterdon,
the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, Celebrant Officiant with Celebration of a Lifetime. When people ask me why I joined the Chamber, it's because I want to get to know you and what you're all about. And I want you to get to know me and what I'm all about. And together, I'd like to celebrate what we can do for Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Welcome back to the Library Show. In 10 minutes, Jim Gano, 10, 15 minutes, Jim Gano will be joining you. Did you find a new poem?
I did not, Jennifer. Maybe you can make one up on the site. My wife is actually very gifted at that. She could sit down and write a poem in like 30 seconds.
Really?
I should have had her come up with one.
You should have.
Ever had the one she wrote? She actually had one published.
So what is coming up in for the rest of November?
Program-wise? Well, I found a little Halloween trivia quiz to see, just see what you can do here.
All right.
I'm going to describe a costume. You can tell me what this little trick-or-treater is supposed to be.
Okay.
All right. Okay. It's a little boy dressed in a spacesuit that has a badge reading Space Ranger. Has a green belt. Who is he?
I have no idea.
Buzz Lightyear.
Oh.
Do you know who Buzz Lightyear is?
From Toy Story.
After a Dorothy, a Tigger, and two Spider-Mans and several other characters, the next child to ring your doorbell is a little boy. This is the fifth time you've seen this costume tonight. He's wearing a black robe, glasses. He's carrying a wand. He seems to have a lightning bolt drawn on his forehead.
It's Harry Potter.
Correct. How refreshing. The next little girl is wearing a classic character's costume. She has a pretty dress that is blue and red on top and yellow on the bottom. She's wearing a red ribbon in her dark hair.
Snow White.
The next person to knock on your door is a little boy wearing a green hat with a red feather in it, green pants,
Robin
green
Hood.
Shirt, brown shoes.
If he were a real man, he'd wear tights.
Luckily, the little boy in Green's mother shows up minutes later. Oh, this is going along. And they continue on their way. There's like a story here. As they are leaving, two little kids approach. One is dressed in a blue fuzzy costume with big round eyes and looks hungry. The other is a green fuzzy costume with big round eyes.
The Cookie Monster
and he looks grumpy.
Oscar the Grouch.
Very good. As you check your candy supply, a little girl rings the doorbell. She has long blonde hair and is wearing a light blue dress with a white apron type thing over it. Who is she?
Alice in Wonderland.
Very good. After calling the police on a man dressed in all red and holding a sign that reads, Tickle Me, you greet your next trick or treater. He is wearing a brown dog costume and has a yellow and blue collar tag with initials on it. Who is this doggy?
It's a brown dog?
Mm-hmm.
Scooby-Doo?
I think that is correct. A child who obviously has a nostalgic mother approaches. She has an orange wig with a blue ribbon in it, and a blue dress with a rainbow and a star on it, and very colorful boots. As a child of the 80s, you would recognize her right away. Who is she? Orange wig with blue ribbon, blue dress with a rainbow and a star on it. I have no idea.
I have no idea.
If you realize you have run out of candy...
Wait, are there answers?
Not yet.
Oh, okay.
You realize you have run out of candy and resort to handing out boxes of Rice-A-Roni. The first child to receive this treat is, oh no, a purple dinosaur.
Barney.
And finally, after handing out canned food and some of your spouse's CDs, you resort to hiding. You turn out the lights just as a little boy in a black mask and a black cape is walking up your sidewalk. Phew, he walks away. It's okay. He was a bad guy anyway. Who is this masked child?
Zorro?
No. Zorro's a good guy.
Black
cape, black mask.
The only
bad
one I can
guy.
Think of is Zorro.
Looking for Darth Vader in that one.
Oh, a full face mask. I was thinking just like a...
Darth
Zorro mask.
Vader. I can't get the answers. Wait a minute.
I'm really curious about this orange wig.
All right. Well, go on with your trivia.
I have no trivia. I couldn't. I told you I couldn't.
Kiko's answer is Rainbow Bright. Kiko has an answer.
Kiko, I'm a little...
Who is Rainbow Bright?
I think Kiko is correct, but I'm a little concerned about Kiko's claim that he graduated from West Point now.
All right, we're moving on, Jennifer. So it's going to take me a while to get your answer here. So you...
Well, no, I'm going with Kiko, because I think Kiko is correct. We have some more programs coming up in November. Next Thursday night at 6 p.m., we will be showing Love and Mercy at the Headquarters Library, The Life, Love, and Genius of Brian Wilson.
From Great the, movie. Different kind of movie. You gotta be, it's a study in mental illness, Jennifer.
I'm a study in mental illness, Jim. Starring John Cusack. And on Tuesday, November 10th.
And Paul Dano.
The Music and Events of 1950s, a lecture with recorded music hosted by David Aaron. He will cover key topics, including the make-believe ballroom, which actually we talked about last week, I believe. Early days of TV, doo-wop, the Dodgers and Giants, ponytails, and songs that have become American classics, featuring artists such as Nat King Cole, Kay Starr, Bill Haley and the Comets, and Patti Page. And David knows, he has so much minutia, it's astonishing. Also that evening at the North County Branch Library, their book group will be discussing David and Goliath by Malcolm Gladwell. What differentiates the powerful from the dispossessed will be the topic of that discussion. Thursday evening at the North County Branch Library, November 12th, Maria Liberati, she's an award-winning author and celebrity chef, will discuss Leonardo da Vinci and the history of Italian cuisine. And Saturday afternoon at the North County Branch Library at 2 p.m., Gene and Bill McClelland will perform the songs of Hammerstein and Sondheim from some of their greatest shows in Side by Side. And all these programs are free and open to the public. You can make reservations at the Headquarters Library by calling 908-788-1434, North County Branch Library at 730-6135, or go online to our events calendar at hclibrary.us.
Kiko was correct. Rainbow Bright was that Halloween or a trick-or-treater. Made by Hallmark, they inspired a cartoon, Jennifer. Some of Rainbow Bright's friends are Patio Green, Red Butler, and Shy Violet. As of 2004, they're making a comeback.
My condolences.
That was 11 years ago, Jennifer.
Like, didn't My Little Pony make a comeback?
That was one of the ones making a comeback, as did the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, and I just forgot what I was going to say.
I don't know.
Because I clicked off of it. Oh, well.
Oh, well.
All right, Jennifer, it's 11:50. I was not listening at all, so you probably talked about all the programs I was just going
to
talk
about. I went all the way to the 14th, but I also have a list of some new audiobooks that were added to our one-click digital collection. Again, from our website, hclibrary.us, click on Digital Collection, and then on that page, click on One-Click Digital, and this is all free with your Hunterdon County Library card. We've added some new titles to this collection, including Christmas Bells by Jennifer Chiaverini, Numero Uno by Umberto Eco, Front Runner, which is written by Felix Francis in the style of his father, Dick Francis, The Autobiography of Benjamin Franklin by Benjamin Franklin. And as always, we have audio e-audio classics that are always available, such as Oliver Twist, Anne of Avonlea, The Awakening by Kate Chopin, Babbitt, Daisy Miller, Ethan Frome, speaking of Edith Wharton, Gulliver's Travels, Howard's End, The Hunchback of Notre Dame, Mansfield Park, Anna Karenina, The Phantom of the Opera, Jane Eyre, and Madame Bovary. And these are all always available. What is going on over there? What's going on over there?
Nothing, Jennifer. Okay. Just concentrate on what you're doing.
I'm finished. It's your turn. It's your turn.
I thought you were going to give me some trivia.
I told you, I couldn't find it, and then I was looking for things. Then I was reading.
We have one other November program I want to tell you about. On November 21st, actually, I have two more. On November 20th, I'm sorry, and it's Wednesday, November 18th at 7 p.m., the Bishop of Jazz, Rio Clemente, joins us. So if you are a jazz aficionado, You can't miss this program. Rio Clemente holds his audiences spellbound with the sheer brilliance of his improvisations and his unique fusions of classical passage work with jazz. Groove with the acclaimed jazz pianists and friends as they captivate the audience with their own special blend of jazz standards and original tunes. Once again, this is Wednesday, November 18th at 7 p.m. at the Huntington County Library. All of our programs are free and open to the public. Funding has been made possible in part by the New Jersey State Council of the Arts Department of the State, a partner agency of the National Endowment for the Arts, through funds administered by the Huntington County Cultural and Heritage Commission. And then one more November concert before Thanksgiving rolls in. And we kind of go quiet for the end of November. Michael Long, Live and Unplugged, Thursday, November 19th at 7 p.m. at the North County Branch Library. Singer, guitarist Michael Long has been around music his whole life, with his father being an accomplished jazz pianist who urged him at an early age to take up an instrument. He picked guitar, Jennifer. He performed songs from a number of genres, including Springsteen, Dylan, Billy Joel, The Beatles, Johnny Cash, Dave Matthews, at Matchbox 20. Be prepared to request a favorite tune or two. Once again, this is Thursday, November 19th at the North County Branch Library at 7 p.m.
What else you got?
Oh, my gosh. Jennifer, you were never prepared.
I am, but I'm waiting for one more minute.
Okay, why?
You'll see.
What's going on?
You'll see.
You were born on this date at this time.
I was not.
Then
no,
what
I wasn't.
What are you talking about?
If I start now, we'll finish early. So do one more. Talk about the December programs.
I don't have enough.
Yes, you do.
Let me just mention Fred Miller. We have one more November program, an afternoon concert. Our pianist, singer, narrator, Fred Miller, who's been performing for us for over 20 years, will come back on Wednesday, November 18th, the North County Branch Library, and sing about Frank Sinatra, a legendary voice on the occasion of a centennial. So if you've never been to a Fred Miller concert, gives you a lot of anecdotes about his topic, which is Frank Sinatra, and then sings a lot of his most famous hits. What is your favorite Frank Sinatra song?
Violets for Her Fur.
Of course, it has to be something obscure. And then finally, Fred wraps up the fall series, his lecture and song series, with An American Christmas on Wednesday, December 16th at the North County Branch Library, and Thursday, December 17th, at the Huntington County Library. It's an annual tradition, all the favorites to be enjoyed with a few anecdotes, stories, and a sing-along to bring Christmas alive once again. That's American Christmas at the Huntington County Library, along with the Huntington Harmonizers and Eric Mantel Holiday Jazz Concert, the Huntington Fiddle Club, Huntington Central Fiddle Club. Any other holiday concerts?
I think that's it.
I think that's a lot. Plus the gingerbread competition. If you need a boost of Christmas spirit, just roll over to the Huntington County Library anytime after December 1st, and we'll take care of you.
That's
plus
right.
our ongoing movies, in holiday movies in the meeting room when there's nothing going on in the meeting room. What else do we do?
Jim Thatch has a sing-along every year.
I do.
No, you're going to start one this year.
Okay, Jennifer, minute's got
to
be up.
It is. Little Orphan Tannies, come to our house to stay and wash the cups and saucers up and brush the crumbs away. And chew the chickens off the porch, and dust the hearth and sweep, and make the fire and bake the bread, and earn or board and keep. And all of us children, when the supper thing is done, we sit around the kitchen fire and have the mostest fun, and listen to the witch's tales at Annie tells about, and the goblins will get you if you don't watch out. Once there was a little boy wouldn't say his prayers, and when he went to bed at night, away up the stairs, his mammy heard him holler, and his daddy heard him bawl. And when they turned the wires down, he wasn't there at all. And they seeked him in the rafter room and cubbyhole and press, and seeked him in the chimney flue, and everywhere, I guess. But all ever found was his pants around about. And the goblins will get you if you don't watch out.
It's got to be Ogden Nash.
It's not, and I'm not finished.
Oh.
It's James Whitcomb Riley. And one time a little girl at a last laugh and grin and make fun of everyone and all her blood and kin. And once when there was company and all folks was there, she mocked them and shocked them and said she didn't care. And thirst she as she kicked her heels and turned about to hide, there was two big black things standing by her side. And they snatched her through the ceiling for she knowed what she was about. And the goblins will get you. They don't watch out. And little orphan Annie says, when the blaze is blue, and the lampwick sputters, and the wind goes woo-woo, and you hear the crickets quiet, and the moon is gray, and the lightning bugs is due, is all scrunched away, you better mind your parents and your teachers fond and dear, and cherish them that you love, and dry the orphan's tears, and help the poor and needy ones that clusters all about, ere the goblins will get you, if you don't watch out. Thank you for listening to the Library Show. Remember, wherever you are, you can call, go online, or come on in. Your library is always there for you.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Headline News, I'm Ron Taylor. The moderators of last night's Republican presidential debate are taking some heat for some of their questions. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie lashed out at CNBC moderator John Harwood for his question about whether the government should regulate fantasy football businesses.
We have $19 trillion in debt. We have people out of work. We have ISIS and Al-Qaeda attacking us. And we're talking about fantasy football?
Senator Ted Cruz also chimed in by saying the tone of the debate had been ugly and that the questions asked by the moderators illustrate why Americans don't trust the media. Dr. Phil is going to air recorded telephone conversations of former Subway pitchman Jared Fogle today. The talk show will feature a Florida woman who complained about Fogle in 2011 and claims to have secretly taped him about being inappropriate with minors.
What turns you on the most, the young girls or the young boys?
Both of them do. Both of them.
More of the disturbing tapes will be played on the two-part show. Fogle has pleaded guilty to child pornography charges and will be sentenced in November. You're listening to USA Headline News.
Did you know the government is scheming to seize your retirement and bank accounts? Hi, David Fisher, CEO of Landmark Capital Gold Group. Get the facts in a white paper called How to Protect Your Retirement and Bank Accounts from Government Seizure. Transfer your 401k or IRA into physical gold and silver and take possession with no tax liability. Call Landmark Capital at 844-715-9411. That's 844-715-9411 or landmarkgold.com.
Get your plenty card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
A group of House Republicans is moving to impeach the head of the IRS. House Oversight Committee Chairman Jason Chaffetz told Fox News Hannity a resolution was introduced to impeach IRS Commissioner John Koskinen over allegations stemming from the investigation into whether the IRS targeted the tax-exempt status of conservative groups.
We had months of investigation by the Inspector General, and he came and testified that indeed there was targeting. We know that for a fact. It's been well documented, and now we also have documented that those documents in the possession of the IRS, despite a subpoena, were destroyed by the IRS.
Koskinen is also accused